الحمد لله المعطي برحمته وفضله المانع بحكمته وعدله سبحانه لا راد لأمره ولا معقب لحكمه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله أفضل أنبيائه وخير رسله اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. All thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank and glorify Him. He guided us to the best path and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partners or associates. And also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. He sent him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us as a favor and bounty for himself. O Allah, send your prayers upon and have your mercy for and bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions, and all those who follow in their footsteps until the day of judgment. In continuation of our series of attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ismailah al-Husna, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Kareem, generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful name, Al-Kareem, the all laudable. The name embraces great meanings, and therefore people should adopt it for themselves, as it is one of the names that can be assumed by everyone who desires to occupy a laudable position with the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine names are of two kinds. Those are attributed only to Allah Almighty, such as Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and Al-Qadim, the infinitely pre-existent. And those that can be and should be attributed also to human beings, one of which is Al-Kareem, which has a lot of meanings, like the generous, the holy, the noble, the glorious. The name Al-Kareem is mentioned in Allah's book, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, which also means the holy, noble, glorious Quran. However, this divine name Al-Kareem is confirmed by Allah's words, which means, O man, what has made you careless about your Lord Al-Kareem, the All-Laudable, who created you, fashioned you perfectly, and gave you due proportion in whatever shape He willed? He put you together. This Quranic verse addresses both man's mind and heart at the same time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine name Al-Kareem is also used in the emphatic form Al-Akram, the ever most generous. In the Holy Quran, to this effect, the Quranic verse goes, which means, read in the name of your Lord, who has created all that exists, who has created man from a cloud. Read, and your Lord is Al-Akram, the ever all laudable, who has taught writing by the pen, who has taught man that which he knew not. The word Kareem, in everyday language, as it is very often used linguistically say, each and every laudable thing is described as being Kareem. This adds a lot more meaning to the word Kareem than this commonly understood as generous, given or ready to give freely. In fact, the Arabic word Kareem embraces a great many meanings, including such laudable qualities as forbearing, generous, kind, gentle, patient, self-possessed, manly, noble, pure. In other words, the Arabic word Kareem includes all laudable and admirable human qualities, contrary to La'im, which embraces all illaudable qualities, such as miserly, mean, arrogant, tyrannical, ungrateful, selfish. In short, the word Kareem includes all laudable qualities and attributes, such as the word La'im, or the word La'im includes all lowly and laudable ones. If you are noble to a noble, you own him. If you are noble to a veil, he is ever ungrateful. Another saying say, I taught him shooting every day, but when he became a good shooter, he shot me. And I taught him how to write poems, but when he learned how to write poems, he defamed me. Reality proves that people are of two kinds, pious, laudable ones, and impious, illaudable ones. This is what Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said. Therefore, that the word Kareem does not only mean generous, but also forbearing, kind, merciful, compassionate, pure, honest, friendly, fair. Precious stones such as diamonds, rubies, and beryls are described in Arabic as Kareem, precious. A poet once praised Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, Muhammad is a human, but not like any human. He is a ruby, while other humans are stones. Rubies are stones, but they are precious stones. And diamonds are also stones, but they are precious stones. Another meaning of word Kareem is of noble birth. But who was the noble son of the noble father, of the noble grandfather? It was the holy prophet Joseph, Yusuf alayhi salam. To this effect, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Yusuf is the noblest of all mankind. Some people are also described as being noble from both sides, from both his father and his mother's side. The word Kareem also means good-looking. To this effect, the Quranic verse goes about Sayyidina Yusuf and the meanings. Then, when the woman saw him, Yusuf, they so admired him that they cut their hands, saying, May Allah save us. This is no mortal. This is but a Kareem, most beautiful angel. The word Kareem is used to mean of noble birth. But according to the teachings of Islam, nobility of noble birth or kinship is not spoken of aloof from piety and righteousness, without which it is mere vain. For example, Abu Lahab ibn Abdul Muttalib was one of the Prophet's uncles. But all of us know how evil Abu Lahab was. Allah Almighty sent down Quranic verses reproaching him, meaning, perish the two hands of Abu Lahab, and perish he. His wealth and children will not benefit him. Therefore, kinship is of no merit unless accompanied by true faith, righteousness, and nobility of character. If both nobility of kinship and true faith combine together, they make a wonderful combination. To this effect, the verse God means a beautiful face with a vicious character are like a lantern at a magician's grave. A lamp in a magician's grave. This saying means that it is not good enough for a person to be good-looking. He needs to have a good character and an authentic religion in order to be really beautiful. As for the expression al-maqam al-kareem, the laudable station, it means paradise, where there is no fatigue, fear, worry, sadness, envy, hatred, or any other troublesome things whatsoever. Those who attain the laudable station on the judgment day are really prosperous. Another meaning of the word Kareem is something that is very scarce, badly needed, and cannot be done without the word. Kareem also means dear, most beloved, and most honorable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty means, O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Verily, akramakum, in the dearest and the most honorable of you with Allah, are the most pious and dutiful. Verily, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. The word Kareem means full of benefits and uses. To this effect, the Quranic verse goes, means, she, the queen of Sheba, said, O sheaves, verily here is delivered to me Kitabun Kareem, a letter full of benefits. That's from Prophet Solomon. Allah's book, the Holy Quran, is Kareem in the sense that it is full of benefits, facts, and guidance. It is full of good things and blessings. No falsehood could ever creep into it. It includes no mistakes or error. It includes no contradictions or controversies. It confirms to realities. Its style is perfect and most coherent. It does not tackle issues hastily or offhandedly. It is perfect in every sense of the word, and it is free from any defect or imperfection. It is Kareem, perfect and free from any defect or imperfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the venerable companion Mu'az, may Allah be pleased with him, to Yemen. He addressed him, you shall come upon a people who have a book revealed the scripture. Therefore, once you have got to them, invite them to bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is Allah's messenger. If they obey you in that, tell them that Allah has enjoined on them 5 prayers every day and night. If they obey you in this, tell them that Allah has enjoined on them a charity that is taken from the rich ones among and given to the poor ones among them. If they obey you in this, be careful not to take any of kara'im wa amwalihim, means the dearest and the most beloved things to them, from among their possessions, and be aware of the invocation of a wronged person, as there is no barrier between him and Allah. This narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The expression kara'im amwalihim, And the above prophetic hadith means if someone has a cow that he loves so much, do not take it from him as a charity. Leave it to him and take another one that he chooses for you to take. Taken from a rich person, his dearest and most beloved thing as a charity clashes with prophetic sunnah and tradition, which confirms the Prophet's words. Be careful not to take any of karaimu amwalihim, the dearest and the most beloved things to them, from among their possession. Grapes are also called karma because they are full of benefits. They provide people with shade and delicious, nutritive, wholesome fruits. Also, the expression makarimul akhlaq means the very best, purest, and most noble manners and character. Hence, there are makarimul akhlaq, the best and most noble manners, al-karam, the grapes, naqatun karima, camel that gives a lot of milk, al-kitabul karim, book that is full of interest and benefits, al-ahjarul karima, the precious stones, al-karim, something that is very rare and badly needed, al-maqamul karim, the laudable station in paradise, and malakun kareem, the most beautiful angel. When we say Quranun kareem, we mean Allah's book, the Holy Quran. And since Allah Almighty is perfect and absolute, His words are perfect and faultless. In other words, Allah's words, the Holy Quran, are far exalted above and incomparable superior to words of human, just as Allah is far exalted and incomparable superior to His creature. In this context, the saying goes, it is impolite to carry one's food if one is coming unto the generous. Now, when we describe Allah the Almighty as being Kareem, this means that He is all laudable. As He, glory to Him, described Himself, means, O man, what has deceived you as to your Lord, the all laudable? Notice the words, what has deceived you, in the above verse. What is deception? And how can man be deceived? In fact, deception happens when you see a box, for example, and think that is valuable. You hurry to pick it up, but suddenly you find out that it is empty. When you hasten to pick it up, you imagine that something precious could be found in it, but then you suddenly discover that it was empty. This is deception. In other words, you were deceived as regards the box. However, this meaning does not apply to the above verse. O man, what has deceived you as to your Lord, the all laudable? The meaning that befits this verse is the following. If you think that a certain judge can be bribed and can be on your side, even if you are on the wrong side, provided that you give him some money, but then you find out that such a judge is honest and trustworthy, therefore can never be bribed. In other words, the judge is really honest and trustworthy, although you wrongly imagined that he is not. In this sense, the verse, O man, what has deceived you as to your Lord, the All-Laudable, means that as a human being, you may think of Allah improperly or in a way that does not befit His divine perfection. You may be deceived as regards your Lord. Allah, glory to Him, you may wrongly think that He is not all just, most merciful, or omnipotent. For example, you deny Him such divine names and attributes. You deny that he is omnipotent, most merciful, all just, most kind. You deny that he never forgets his believing slaves and generously rewards them, that he shall never let down those who spend all their lives obeying him, or you wrongly think that he will reward with paradise those who are bad to him, or deny his existence altogether. In other words, if you think of Allah unrealistically and undoubtedly, this means that you have been deceived as regards him, because he is all laudable and you should never be deceived as to him. The accurate definition of Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Kareem, is his existence is definitive. He, glory to him, is free from any defect or imperfection. He is the Almighty, and no one but him deserves to be worshipped. This can be summed up in the three notions with regards to Allah: his existence, oneness, and perfection. In this sense, Allah is Kareem. He exists, he is one, and he is perfect. These three accurate divine attributes that have to do with Allah's name, Kareem, can be explained as follows. Allah is Kareem in the sense that he initiates his divine favor to his slaves, even though they do not deserve such favors. Out of his divine grace, he brings us into existence, even though he is not obliged to do so. In other words, we do not have any right to oblige Allah Almighty to bring us into existence, but he bestows his divine favors upon us by bringing us into existence. When we invoke Allah, Ya Kareem, Al-Afw, O all-pardoning, what does this mean? To make this point clear, let us have the following example. Someone may pardon you, but every now and then he reminds you, don't forget, you have done so and so, and I have pardoned you. And you say, yes, may Allah recompense you well for that. You really did pardon me. But when you invoke the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, all pardoning, Ya Kareem al-Afw, all pardoning. This means that Allah, divine pardoning, does not mean only canceling his punishment for you, but also making people forget your sin and making you yourself forget it. This is a very delicate meaning. Due to Allah's infinite pardoning, he, all pardoning, makes you forget the sin you have committed. If a believer returns to Allah with truth, sincere, and repentance, Allah makes him, the angels, and the whole world forget his sins and misdeeds. Due to Allah's infinite divine grace, if a believer commits a certain sin and then, for some reason or another, forget it, Allah deals with him generously and makes him live happily and comfortably. This is what Kareem al-Afw, the one who pardons most generous, means. Another meaning of Allah's beautiful name, al-Kareem, is that he praised and exalted, covers his slaves' sins and faults. Human beings never do. You may do millions of favors to someone. Nevertheless, at the very first mistake that you make, he forgets all such favors which you have done him. He speaks badly of you. That's why Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from an evil neighbor. If he sees anything good of me, he conceals it. But if he sees anything evil, he reveals it. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from an evil imam, master. If I do well, he does not accept. But if I do badly, he does not forgive. Allah Almighty is Al-Karim, the All-Audible, in the sense that he veils sins and faults in this context. A knowledgeable, holy, modest religious scholar said, "By Allah, if people knew my evil secrecy, they would not greet me, but they would shun me and become bored of my company. Therefore, Allah, the All-Audible, unveils his slaves' good deeds and qualities, and veils his evil ones. When you invoke, O coverer of sins and faults, your skin and your heart should soften with the words of this invocation. Because when Allah, most gracious, covers one's sins and faults, he really does not like human beings who never keep secret a mistake one commits. Yes, indeed, it is Allah who covers sins and keeps them secret." One of the beautiful meanings of Allah's name, Al-Kareem, is that he, most gracious, overlooks his slaves' sins and misdeeds, although the latter is never unaware of them. To this effect, he, glory to him, says, which means, "Think you not that Allah is unaware that of that which the wrongdoers do? It is only that he gives them a respite up to a day when the eye will start in her." A generous, noble person is someone who overlooks mistakes and errors, but a mean, lowly person is someone who tries hard to unveil each and every mistake other people make. Allah, the most generous and all-audible, forgives and pardons when his guilty slaves beseech him to do. He, most gracious, forgives all their sins and misdeeds. He veils their mistakes and never reminds them of them. In a divine hadith, Allah, most gracious, says, "My slave, you have an obligation to fulfill to me, and I have provision to provide you. Even if you fail to fulfill the obligation you have to fulfill to me, I do not fail to provide you with your provision." Allah is Al-Kareem in the sense that that if his slaves turn him with little sincere acts of devotion, he rewards them generously. If a person offers someone just a little piece of food, this piece of food will be as big as the mountain of Uhud on the Day of Judgment. I don't think that it is reasonable in the present world that someone offers only $1 and receives in return $5 trillion in return. In the hereafter, you are recompensed far more than that. In your present life, you offer to Allah only a limited number of good, righteous deeds. You help the poor and needy. You offer some prayers and acts of devotion. You spend of your wealth for the cause of Allah. You suppress your lusty desires and caprices. You commit yourself to the truth. But in the hereafter, Allah rewards you with the garden of paradise. To this effect, Allah, most gracious, says, which means, "And make haste to attain forgiveness of your Lord and to attain a garden of paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the pious and the dutiful." Quite often, the All-Audible Lord, Allah, makes a weak, lowly person powerful and respectable. He grants him power and dignity. In this respect, Allah, most gracious, says, which means, "And fulfill your covenant with me, I fulfill my covenant with you, and fear none but me." But do not really have a covenant with Allah as if we were equal to him. The answer is, Of course not. But out of his infinite divine generosity, he speaks to us. When he speaks to us, he justifies his commands to us. And when he justifies his commands to us, he honors us most generously. In this context, Allah most gracious says what means, recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, the Quran, and perform prayer. Verily, prayer prevents from sinfulness and evil deeds. And remembering Allah is greater, and Allah knows what you do. Very often, a strong, powerful person gives unjustified and non-vindicated order to another weak one. But this is not the case with Allah. Most gracious, out of his infinite divine generosity, when Allah gives us any command or order, he justifies and vindicates such command or order to us. For example, he glories to him, says, which means, O you who believe, observing the fast is enjoined on you, as it was enjoined on those before you, that you may attain self-protection. Take, O Muhammad, from their wealth alms, whereby you purify and sanctify them, and invoke Allah for them. Verily, your invocation is a source of security for them, and Allah is all hearer and all knower. Moreover, it is He who makes us worthy of making covenant with Him. And fulfill your covenant with me, I fulfill my covenant with you, and fear none but me. Also, out of His infinite divine generosity, Allah Almighty, all audible, makes us worthy of His divine love. He, Allah, loves them, and they love Him. Verily, those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, the most gracious Allah shall bestow love upon them. Out of His infinite divine generosity, Allah All-Audible gives us the whole world. To this effect, He says, which means, it is He, Allah, who created for you all that is in the earth. Then He directed His divine power to the heavens and made them seven heavens, and He is all-knower of all things. The air. Do you consider the air is included in the list of divine favors to you? Yes, indeed, you should. It is a great divine favor. You breathe air everywhere. The same thing applies to water. Also, the price you pay for food is not its real value. Who of you believes that the price that you pay for an apple is its real value? What they pay is only for the services that farmers and sellers offer. Apples are priceless, but those who cultivate farmland, water it, provide it with the necessary fertilizer, and then bulk ripe apples, put them in boxes and carry them to the market where you buy them, receive money only for the efforts they make. But apples are priceless, as they are granted grace to mankind from the Lord Allah, most gracious. Hereafter, on the day of judgment, Allah will make believers own the hereafter, just as He, glory to Him, has made all that is in the heavens and the earth subjugated to mankind by way of both honor and guidance. Allah is Al-Kareem, the All-Audible, in the sense that He grants without a reminder, which human beings never do. When human beings do favors to one another, they usually remind them of such favors. They quite often address those to whom they do favors. The flesh of your body is of my beneficence. I have bestowed my favors upon you. I have rescued you from danger. I made you from nothing. You were nothing before I helped you. A reminder never follows Allah's divine favor. However, also Allah most gracious is all Kareem, in the sense that He does not make you need any means to get His divine favors. Sometimes people do not give each other anything until they have exhausted all their efforts and powers. They require them, for example, to apply for a donation, to submit their identification cards, wait until last week, come back after 2 days, wait until the investigation is carried on. They make them hate the donations because of the great many investigations, delays, complications, documentations. But Allah, most gracious, does not make you need any means, nor does He make the disobedient despair of repentance. To this effect, He, most gracious, says, which means, say, O Muhammad, to my slaves who have transgressed against themselves, despair not of Allah's mercy. Verily, Allah forgives all sins. Truly, He is oft forgiving, the most merciful. Also, Allah Almighty is Kareem in the sense that whenever He gives the most generously. And when He disobeyed, He gives the most forbearingly. In the sense, He is most forbearing. Allah most gracious is also Kareem in the sense that He never lets you down, His slaves, or fails to fulfill their hopes. Sometimes someone offers you something humbly and beseeches you to accept it. But if you reject his offer, he becomes disappointed with you and forget all about you simply because you let him down. But Allah never lets you anybody who asks him for anything. It is impossible that you beseech him for anything and he fails to fulfill it for you. In other words, Allah is Kareem in the sense that he never fails to fulfill hopes of his slaves. He bestows his divine favors upon his slaves and never reminds them of such favors. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate my Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. What is in man's share of beautiful divine name? Religious scholars say a person may be described as being Kareem, generous and noble. But if someone keeps asking him for something or visits him and stays more than reasonable, say for these 3 hours, for example, he may mutter in complaints, feel displeased, but keep silent for some time. But then he might say, sorry, I have an appointment. If the visitor does not leave, but keeps asking him for things, he may get fed up and address him with angry words, and sometimes severely. In other words, a human being cannot be infinitely Kareem. He can be relatively Kareem, but the one who is infinitely Kareem is Allah alone, because He loves those who are earnest and insist in prayer and supplication. Just get me one human being who loves another to be insistent to him. Nay, after only one short time of patience, man will say, you have made me bored. I am fed up with you. Leave me alone. Go away. Such is human generosity. But Allah most gracious loves those who are insistent in their supplication to him. He is angry with those who abstain from invoking him. If a human desires to be Kareem, he should overlook mistakes of other fellow humans, and he should do favors to them all. A human being is Kareem if he overlooks other people's mistakes and covers their faults, if he does not retaliate for himself, and if he overwhelms other fellow humans with his favors. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bade us to adopt Allah's beautiful name as an attribute and to color ourselves with them. And Allah's beautiful name, Al-Kareem, necessitates that we should maintain ties and relationships with those who serve us, forgive those who wrong us, and give those who deprive us. It also necessitates that our silence should be contemplation, our speech a reminder, and our sight admonition. When Moses spoke to his Lord, he said, "O Lord, sometimes I need something, but I feel ashamed to ask you for it. Shall I ask somebody else than you?" Soon Allah, most gracious, revealed to Moses, "Do not ask anyone but me. Ask me as to the salt of your dough and further of your ill." Our Lord, Allah most generous, loves those who are insistent. So why don't you beseech him when prostrating in prayer in the early morning? Why don't you ask him for all your needs? Whenever a man would come to Ali ibn Abi Talib, the venerable companion and Khalifa, may Allah be pleased with him, for something, Ali would put his lamp out and ask the man at night to tell him what he needed. When Ali was asked why he did that, he answered, "In order not to see humility and beseeching on the man's face, and in order that he may not be embarrassed and refrain from asking me his needs." Such was Ali's karam, nobility and generosity. A venerable religious scholar never used to give money to a poor person by hand. He would put the money on the table and then ask him to take it. He used to do this because he did not like to see his hand over that of the poor man. It is a great virtue to fear Allah, Almighty, most gracious, and feel ashamed toward him. But it is more adequate and more virtue to be obedient and dutiful to the Lord in all times. For the gate of Allah's infinite divine mercy is always widely open. I beseech the Lord, Allah, Almighty, most gracious, to ensure us with his divine mercy and to inspire us to be laudable, for he is all laudable. Allahumma ya kareem, ya akram al-akrameen, akrimna bi karamika wajudik. Allahumma aslih lana deenana alladhi huwa asmat amrina, waslih lana dunyana alladhi fiha ma'ashuna, waslih lana akhiratana alladhi ilayha ma'aduna, واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آمالنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.